Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boy.
Hola.
Craig, are you sober or not sober?
Well, I love Eastwood and I love his stories, but I was.
So you're not sober?
I was.
All right, Craig, I'll follow you.
Well okay. Said.
All right, Craig.
That's fair.
Eat one every day for a year. Anchovies, liver, sardines, or tofu?
Well, word on the street, you can mix tofu with a little bit of everything, so I'm going that route.
All right.
You can.
Got it.
You really can. It's just, I don't know why it's there, but yeah, you can make some. Why do people eat tofu? I'm not even poo-pooing. I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it tastes like whatever you put it with, so why are you putting it
with? And that's kind of why. For some, it's a vegetarian option, but I'm not going to lie to it. I'll go downstairs to our little buffet area down there, and they've got some tofu that's in there, and I'll throw that in.
Oh, the building over there?
Yeah.
Really?
Just because I like the
texture?
Now, granted, it's an Asian deal, so it's full of all kinds of sweet
and sour good
stuff in there.
If I'm going to eat tofu, it's going to be an Asian dish.
Hell yeah.
That's for sure.
And they do it right, dude. It's really good over there.
You know what I do like
it's
tofu?
It's like deep fried.
If I get miso soup. They put those little itty-bitty cubes of tofu.
I don't like it in there.
Really?
No.
Jeez, man.
Sorry, dude.
He tried to help.
I know. I thought I'd throw my one tofu thing that I can eat.
How do you like miso soup?
What do you mean? It tastes like salty broth, man.
It's got weeds in it.
It's awesome.
But seaweed, look, I'll eat seaweed.
Yes, you will.
I'm down with the fish vegetarian diet.
The only damn green
you
thing
you'll
eat.
You don't like miso soup?
It's fine. I don't go gaga for it.
Ooh, really? I love it. I really enjoy it. I like the seaweed. I like the tofu.
Yeah, me too.
Just saying.
Golly, you guys are both sick.
In fact, I'll eat a seaweed salad. It just tastes like sesame oil.
Do you like bone broth?
It's fine.
Really?
Look, this is coming from the plain guy. It's nothing to write home about. It's bone broth. It needs more.
Wow.
It's just hot water that tastes good.
But tea.
No, it's broth.
But tea tastes like ass. I mean, people drink tea, and I'm like, really, man? You put some dried ass leaves, some garden clippings in a bag.
But you put it in
added
a mug
hot water,
and drink it.
But it tastes like crap. The bone broth at least tastes good.
I like bone broth.
You know what bone broth
tea.
Is?
I don't like your tofu.
It's meat tea. That is what bone broth is. It is meat tea. Yes.
God.
What, that doesn't sound good?
Kind of like when people make that catnip tea for their cats. That's just you for meat tea.
Yeah, I'm gaga for meat tea. Call it bone broth if you want, brother. It's meat tea to me.
Meat tea.
I like watching my little buddy Potato with his, he's a cat, when he's got his nip out.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My old cat used to get like Zen Buddhist with this stuff, man. It'd sit up on two legs, paws up, kind of like that waving kitty that you find at like the Asian restaurant. He would just do, I mean, for like 4 hours. Just staring out the door. I'm like, homeboy is zoned out.
And he's doing great.
He is fantastic. All right, here is your question, Craig. According to the Bible, how many people were on the ark?
Oh, wow.
How many? All those animals. How many people?
It wasn't many.
No, it was not many.
A lot of people thought he was crazy.
I'm throwing this out. Three.
Is it five?
More.
12. No, there was a handful
Less
of people that showed up. I want to say seven.
Eight people on earth. All
right.
Those.
It was Noah and his family, and then a couple other people showed up.
And again, just
my
going
wife,
stragglers.
Just going from the depictions of Noah's Ark, it's like Noah. Yeah, one job. It's two male lions, brother. This is not going to help.
God, what was the smell of that thing?
You know what it smelled like? It smelled like the zoo if the zoo were indoors. It
smelled like me after I blew up the middle stuff.
Oh, man. God, yeah. You smelled like farm animals.
Okay, we hit our $1,000 goal.
Yeah! All
right. KISW.com. Kicks for kids. Come on. We're still not at our goal. We're just doing an hourly goal. So if we could get more, man, $800 will go a long way.
See, Nathan donated $50. Jim donated $100 to Kicks for Kids. We got Logan says, Ola, thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to help these kids out before the school. You guys are great people. Rock on that from, I believe it's Wesh's Landscape and Home Improvement. I apologize,
thank you guys.
If I said that wrong. And then Jacob donated $25. Every dollar counts, y'all.
It really does.
Still looking for your donation there, Eastwood.
All right, Craig, here's your question. What company coined the influential ad slogan, quote, a diamond is forever?
Oh, that's Zales.
It is not Zales.
Is it De Beers?
It is De Beers. De
Beers.
De Beers. De Beers. De Beers. De Beers. All right, Craig, what type of pastry is traditionally boiled before it's baked?
Ooh.
Yes, sir.
Clearly, we are fans of it.
Before it's baked?
It is boiled before it is baked. Yes.
Sometimes.
You used to get one down the street, yeah?
I did, and then they went away.
Is that technically a pastry?
Well,
it is.
Wild guess, but it's my favorite. I'm going to say apple fritter.
Ah, it's a bagel.
A bagel.
Bagel
fritter. Good call.
Mmm. I do like to hunker down on a fritter.
You make it sound sexual.
Fritters and Miller Lite.
Yeah. Hey, let me see your lady fritter.
So yeah. You got apple fritters and Miller Lite. I'm basically your best friend.
Yeah, I'll definitely crush some apple fritters. That's true. All right, your question. In 2007, Jim Carrey starred in a film in which his character was obsessed with what number?
Oh, yeah. Odd number to be obsessed with.
But it's the name of the movie, right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
In 2007?
Yeah, it came out in 2007, and it was more of a drama, horror, suspense, whatever you want to call it. But Jim Carrey, he was obsessed with this particular number.
Not the best
movie. After Dumb and Dumber and Round Pet Detective Time, we'll say 7.
23.
Number 23.
So what was the whole thing? He's just obsessed with it, or was there a reason why he was obsessed?
It was one of those where, you know, if you look around you no matter what, the number 23 follows.
Sure.
It's one of those where as long as you convolute the math and the numbering just right, you can make anything equal 23. Mm-hmm.
I make everything equal 69. I'm like, baby, I'm telling you, it's a sign.
And I forget how it ended. Spoiler alert. There was some sort of underground society.
42.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's my nerd.
So that's why Michael Jordan wore 23?
Exactly. That's why his eyes are yellow. Clearly, he's not human.
Oh.
Seriously, man, there's something about him. I'm just like, why do your eyes glow in the dark? All right.
That's how I play so well.
Yeah. Your question, a boto, B-O-T-O, a boto refers to a dolphin found where?
My goodness gracious, these are hard questions today.
It sounds hard. Don't overthink it, right? So you got your typical bottlenose dolphins, et cetera, et cetera. There's a certain dolphin we're never going to see here in the States, but there's this one part of the world where this type of dolphin exists.
Australia.
Is this the pink dolphin of the Amazon?
Pink dolphin of the Amazon.
All right.
Which was my nickname when... Oh, never mind.
I thought it was an anagram, bottom of the ocean.
Bottom. A boto.
Want to see my pink dolphin?
Mm. All right.
That would be so strange to ask a girl.
Pink dolphin. Yes, it would be.
Want to see my pink dolphin?
All right, your question.
Look at the blowhole.
Play your cards right, you might see the pink dolphin tonight.
Yeah, that marshmallow got recalled from Lucky Charms.
I added the dorsal fin.
Your question, red stripe beer originates in what country?
Ariman.
Yeah, red stripe. Okay.
Hooray, beer.
I mean, that was their ad. Is there anything else in the beer?
Germany.
Ah, Jamaica.
Jamaica.
All right, Craig, question number 7.
Question number 7. Halley's Comet can be seen from Earth about once every how many years?
Brent from Shinedown saw it.
You know, they're in town tomorrow. We should get his ass on the show.
Do you see the comment for real?
Yeah, 35.
Ooh, where were you when you 75. Saw Halley's Comet?
I want to say Mark Twain was born the day that Halley's Comet kind of showed up and then died the next time Halley's Comet came around.
That sounds about right.
Can we see if we can get Brent? I was talking to Castle today. Oh, that's next week. Next week.
Next week. Okay.
Next week. Yeah, they're in town. They're Climate Pledge on Friday.
Get them all in here.
Yeah, why not, man? See if Barry will make us some.
Oh,
some
dang.
Food. What?
Yeah, I didn't.
What, Mark Twain?
I obviously have not listened to our ads. I kind of forgot they were here next Friday. I'm like, I'm about to go to that show.
Yeah, we should get his ass in there, man. Craig, we're counting on you to get Brent from Shinedown on our show.
Make it happen, Craig.
Come on, Craig. All right. Here's your question. What is Pokemon an abbreviation of?
It's not a pink dolphin, but it's close.
It's not a pink dolphin. It could be a euphemism for your penis.
Still past my generation, but...
It all kind of sounds... It's like if you took this phrase and squished it and made Pokemon.
Took this phrase and squished it. I'm just like, oh, shit.
And it could be a nickname for your penis. That's not even a joke. Sadly, I'm not joking.
Dang it. I want to say something stupid. Nickname. Give me another hint.
Split it in two. You got Pokey, Mon. Both of them have an extension of those words that...
Yeah. And it's not a Jamaican guy offering you a bowl of fish.
Right, they create what it is.
You want some Pokemon? Let me snapper.
Joker, man. I don't know. I don't. I'm lost.
Pocket Monster.
Pocket Monster.
I told you, you can nickname your penis that, and I'm like, okay.
Question 9, Craig. You got to nail this, or you're going to be the biggest dummy.
Would you like to see me Pokemon?
Or all the right. Pocket Monster.
Yeah. Your question.
Pikachu.
What is the more common name for sound navigation and ranging?
Sonar.
Got it.
He's on
nice
it.
Nice job.
There you go.